对。
So that's just a little bit of some of the beautiful violin music of our guest, Alex Markov, who is in the studio with us right now. And he's so adorable. He's going to be at the Norwalk Concert Hall Friday, November 8th at 7:30 p.m. I'm sure it's going to be sold out, from Baroque to Rock. And Alex is in the studio with not one but two violins that we're going to have the pleasure of hearing a little bit. Alex, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Wait, make sure the mic.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Right,
there we go. That beautiful. Did you grow up here in Connecticut?
Yes, somewhat. Yeah, I mean, I'm originally from Russia.
Really? I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
I can tell you a secret why. I have still an accent, by the way.
Yeah?
Well,
yeah.
Whenever
я не говорю.
Good. Well, we see.
When
I came to America, I went to school here.
Yeah.
All my buddies used to tell me, dude, stick with an accent. It will be easier to pick up girls.
And is it?
No.
No. And you play with your family, right?
Yeah, it's going to be great. Well, we're going to have a very eclectic concert. The first half, I'm going to play with my father and my mom. We're going to do some duets together, some very kind of a famous classical masterpieces, easygoing, just really exciting music. And then I'm going to do some solo, like a Paganini, which is kind of my signature thing.
Is it?
Yeah, all this technical thing I'm going to show off a little bit. Later.
Okay, good.
And then the second half is going to be also very special. We're going to have 130 kids choir from all the area schools, very talented young singers. We're going to have a rock and roll band. I have an amazing drummer and a bass player. And I'm going to have this, obviously, this gold electric violin, which is specially designed
for
me.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that.
I'm going to show it off to you. So we're going to have a very eclectic, fun concert. You know, that's why we call it From Baroque to Rock. Very eclectic.
And so your parents are both musicians as well?
Right. My father's a concert violinist and a teacher and a composer, actually. And my mom, she all plays in the orchestra. You know, in Russia, she did at the Bolshoi Opera, the famous orchestra.
Oh, my
goodness. And she played at the Lincoln Center here in America.
Fantastic. And are you the only child, or are you one?
Yes.
Just you?
Spoiled little brat.
One spoiled little brat. But thank goodness you grew up music.
I don't think
your parents could have handled it if you didn't have the gene.
Well, it was,
right?
I had no choice, I guess.
They put a violin in your hands. How old were you?
Five.
Mm. And were your parents your first teachers?
Well, my father was my main teacher throughout. I went to Juilliard a little bit, but my father was my main teacher.
Did you love it from the beginning?
Yes. You know, it's funny because my part of my brain was more artistic. It was never kind of academic. So this artistic part of my brain was always towards music and art. And then when I grew up, came to America, I fell in love with rock and roll also. In addition to...
How old were you when you got here?
I was like 12. That's why I'm saying by my accent.
And what part of the States did you come to?
Well, we first came to New York. We stayed there for 3 years, and then we moved to Connecticut.
What part?
In Connecticut?
Yeah.
Oh, like Rowayton?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
In the part of Norwalk, actually.
Beautiful, yeah.
This thing about this concert is that, you know, here we have lots of neighbors and friends. They say, oh, you play all around the world. You play Carnegie Hall. You play China. You play Japan, whatever. Why don't you play in the area? So finally we decided to make like a concert here in the area for all my friends and, you know, neighbors, if you will.
Right. Well, the Norwalk Concert Hall has gorgeous acoustics.
Beautiful acoustics.
Beautiful. It's in City Hall. That's what people don't realize.
Building,
it's right there.
Yes.
The Norwalk Youth Symphony plays there. My son played tuba there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How cool.
Not anymore.
Oh, I see.
We sold the tuba.
Oh.
I know. It was a beautiful instrument.
It's a big instrument.
Oh, it was such a beautiful instrument.
Could you fit it in the car? It's a big instrument.
It was huge. All right. So what are you going to play for us, Alex?
Well, just a little snippet.
Okay. What was that?
Well, that's just a snippet from the Caprice by Paganini, and it's kind of my signature thing. It's all solo, and as you could see, they're kind of technical. So I was just showing off all the different techniques.
You're plucking the violin.
Yes, yes.
I was afraid the string would break. How often does that happen?
Not so often, luckily.
No?
Yeah, even though if the audience sees it's breaking, they love it. They like the show and entertainment on stage.
The violin is such a versatile instrument. It always stuns me how many different sounds can come out of a violin.
Yes.
You know, all the country, the fiddling. Mm. It sounds like a completely different... Do you play that kind of thing, too, or do you just play sort of one kind of classical sound out of the violin?
Well, not quite.
Not
I fell in love with rock and roll, and I have a one-of-a-kind gold... Colored electric violin.
Yeah, we're going to take a picture. I'm going to post it. So people have to see this thing. It's unbelievable.
I can give you a little snippet of the
I would love to hear
it. So it's one of a kind. You cannot get it anywhere. Not even on Amazon or eBay. Forget about it.
This is Alex Markov.
Well, just a little.
So it looks like a combination of an electric guitar and a violin.
Exactly. So I can give you an example.
Like an electric guitar under your chin is what it looks like.
It is. But look, I can do like a soft part.
Now, that just came out of that sound, which sounded like a bass guitar.
Yes.
Electric guitar. Came out of an electric violin.
Yes, yes.
Did you conceive of making something like that?
Yeah, it's all built, it was specially designed for me, and it was built for me all custom-made all the way, and I used all those different pedals that give me all those different sounds. So the thing about the concert in the second half is you're going to have all this kids' choir, and the rock and roll band. I have a great drummer. He used to work for Alicia Keys and Drake, all those big stars. Yeah. And a wonderful actual bass player. He's from UK and an original. So we have a really nice,
it's going to be a very, it's going to be a concert with a lot of different kinds of music.
Yes, exactly. So it's a family event, basically. You know, parents can come, even grandparents can come, and they all enjoy
November 8th, 7:30 p.m.
I think the tickets is Alexander Markov.
Oh, yeah, let's see. AlexanderMarkov.com. You can buy them right there from Baroque to Rock, Friday, November 18th at 7:30 p.m. It's a one night only.
November 8th.
Did I say 18th? I meant 8th. I meant 8th. I read 8th, but I came out 18th. November 8th, 7:30 p.m. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. And you'll be coming back home. So you have a lot of friends around here.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting.
Where do you make your home now?
Well, here in Rowayton and in New York City.
Oh, so still?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but you travel around the world.
I travel a lot. You know, I was just in Turkey, actually. I was in Europe before. I was in China. I was in Mexico. I was in Bolivia in just like a few months. I travel a lot. That's what I do.
I know. It's so cool. And tell me about the difference in audiences when you go around the world.
You know what's interesting? Because all the audiences, believe it or not, are reacting pretty much the same, which is very exciting. So it means that, you know, if you do something right, they're going to love it. If you don't do something right, they're going to hate it. So it's like maybe in Asia, like, say, Japan, the audience is kind of a culture. Maybe they're not as loud clapping because to them it's considered to be a little bit rude and disrespectful to the artist.
What about in Russia?
Russia is very contrasting because if you play in a big city, they're very culturally, they know everything.
Yeah,
if you
I
get
bet
a small
they do.
Town, they don't. It, they need. It's very contrasting.
Okay.
So in America, the audience is
nobody
great.
Knows anybody anything in America.
No, but you see, no, they do.
No, not really. No, not really.
No, stop it.
No, we appreciate, but we don't know.
Maybe it's good because then they're more objective. American audience
maybe
is very objective.
Maybe so.
I love all audiences, believe
do
me.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. All audiences are created equal.
We're chatting with Alexander Markov. You've got this fabulous, obviously, this incredible, gregarious, extroverted personality. Did you ever see the television show Mozart in the Jungle?
I've seen one of the episodes. I usually watch TV and movies on the airplane because that's what
but
I have the
time. But this one is all about your world.
Well, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I love Amadeus, the movie, the old movie.
You do like the old one with F. Murray Abraham.
Amazing.
That's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
And Tom Hulce. And you know that he is now a Broadway producer. He produced Ain't Too Proud, the show that I'm an angel investor in.
Amazing.
He's our producer. He produced Spring Awakenings, too.
Fantastic.
He was the star. He played Mozart.
What a beautiful movie.
Yeah, that's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
That's great.
So this is a... WICC?
Yeah, WICC.
Cool.
We've been around a few years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a couple of days. Yeah, we've been around here a couple of days.
That's great.
So, and let me ask you this. I have never been able to access that part of the brain. It lies dormant.
Okay.
It's impossible. So I just want to know, like, how do you play without notes and stuff, you know?
Well, you know, everything, it's like actors who do the script, you know, like in the movies when they have to. It's like, it's all about baby steps. Basically, it's just homework. What you gotta do, you gotta do one step at a time. Don't try to be a hero, speaking of Mozart, who could remember everything by hearing once and just play it in the 30 minutes. Not everybody's created Mozart, okay? Let's make it straight. But what you gotta do, you gotta, say, learn just one bar of a music composition, just a few notes, if you can remember.
Okay.
Then do it again till you get it right. Then you move on to the next sequence of notes, and then you adapt them add them up together. So you just like collect one bar series of notes at a time.
At a time.
Yeah, it's all about patience. Just go patiently one at a time. You collect it and then your brain starts to digest faster and faster. And later, you know, it will be able to handle much more than just a few notes at a time. But the main thing is just baby steps. Just go a few notes at a time.
Did you find when you first learned how to play violin that you could listen to a song and know what the notes would be on the violin?
Yes, because I had a perfect pitch, if you will. So
that's a gift, right?
Well, it helps a lot. I mean, by the way, if a musician has a relative pitch, that's good enough to be a professional musician. So those that don't have a perfect pitch don't get too discouraged.
And what do we mean by perfect pitch?
Well, perfect pitch when you could, like, for example, my mom, she has this washer and dryer in the basement. And if you slam the door of the basement, it has the overtones of a beginning of a Sgt. Pepper or by the Beatles.
Really?
So I translate I translate the overtones to this. So I'm very sensitive to every little detail of the sound frequency, okay? Now, so that's called perfect pitch when it's not just you can detect the note like this. I mean, that's like a no-brainer.
You could tell what note that is?
Oh, yeah, that's a no-brainer. But next level would be if you could detect even noises, you could almost translate.
I see.
However, again, those that have only relative pitch, that's good enough because it's you can handle it still.
You can handle it. There are people I know that say they were born with perfect pitch, but over time they lost it.
Well, maybe they stopped practicing.
Maybe that's exactly right. You know, it's interesting. It's 203-333-9422 with Alex Markov. So my mother was forced to play the piano.
Forced.
I'm using, yes. And so she eventually became good enough that she gave her own concert at Steinway Hall in the city.
Mm.
And as soon as she was done with the concert, she put her hands down and she never picked up the piano again.
Oh.
And she wouldn't have a piano in the house for Jill and me when we were growing up.
So she had no interest anymore, I guess.
She blamed it all on her mother. She said, my mother forced me to practice. It was never for me. It was never about me.
That's fine.
And that was it.
That's fine.
But it really wasn't fine because we were all deprived of any kind of musical anything growing up because my mother had such a, almost like a stage mother thing. Like she was angry with her mother.
But don't you think like you have to have a patience, passion.
You do.
To have some. So if she didn't have passion.
No, I don't care about it for her, but she just wouldn't let us have a piano.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, that's a difference.
Because she was pushed so far
So she
that she just said she resented it.
Right.
But you're not like that.
Oh, quite
you love what you do.
Oh, I love too much. I gave up so much in my life just for the sake of music.
Really?
You'd be surprised.
What did you give up?
I can't tell on the
air. Come on.
I'll get in big
trouble.
Come
on, no. What did you give up? love?
Well, I'm still single.
I hope you didn't give up
I'm
love.
Still single, if that makes any sense.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a huge responsibility if you have a family life. I'm traveling like crazy. And believe it or not, in spite of my crazy personality, I still have a sense of responsibility. So if you have a family, you have to be a good parent.
But your parents had professional music careers, yes. And they raised you.
Well, they're much better disciplined than I am, so they were able to get it.
Oh, okay. But they only had you, the wild
yeah.
Alex, then they stopped.
They spoiled me rotten.
They
yes.
spoiled you rotten.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But I enjoy so much playing with my parents because it's like such a good foundation for me. You know,
is it always the three of you around the world, or do you do a lot of solo too?
It's a little bit of each. I mean, mainly, of course, I travel on my own, but once in a while, we get to music festivals in the summer together sometimes, and we play together. So it's same things that we do once in a while as a team. But in between, my father's busy with his projects. He has some great students at Manhattan School. And
He's teaching. Are you teaching?
No,
you're performing all over the place.
I'm not there yet. You know, I'm full asleep. But once, maybe, I mean, look, once in a while I could.
So cute.
No, I have some crazy stories, you know, Manhattan School is a great school, but when I used to go, I quit after three months, I quit that school.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you?
Well, I mean, I guess...
In high school?
Yeah, it was my early... But, I mean, that time, now it's obviously different, but back then I just couldn't take it because, frankly, the girls were so ugly.
That's a good reason.
That's a good
reason. That's a very good reason. You had to move on.
I had to move on. I couldn't take it. But things
it's
are different
It's hard to
now.
Believe that you had things ugly girls now. At the Manhattan School.
Well, like I said, things are very different now. So don't
was Juilliard better?
Oh, no, Juilliard, I was just like a kid. When we came to America, I went to Juilliard.
Okay.
You know, all thing I remember about Juilliard that their apples were as expensive as at Kennedy Airport.
The apples?
Well, yeah, I mean, the cafeteria. We just came from
America. So let me ask you, we're chatting with Alex Markov, and he and his family are going to be November 8th for a fantastic concert in Newark, From Baroque to Rock. And you can get your tickets at AlexanderMarkov.com. Easy, it's going to be sold out anyway, but get your tickets now, November 8th, 7:30 p.m. But what I wanted to ask you is, do you think that that it's a good idea to get a formal musical training in terms of having to graduate from a college of music if what you want to do is pursue music as a profession?
Well, seriously speaking, a lot has to do with what's your goal in life is. Like, for example, in my case, I was just wanted to be a solo violinist. And frankly, for that, all the audience care is how you play, your
That's
charisma,
right.
your personality. They may appreciate that you graduated from a fancy school and whatnot.
But they may not care.
It's all about the music. I mean, the performance.
Yes.
However, if you want to do serious teaching and have some good position in prestigious college, this is a different story.
Yeah, you need to have the CV.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to be teaching. You're going to keep
Well, no, privately is okay. I mean,
privately.
I do master classes, that's fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, private students, comes, but on a regular basis, you know, I don't teach yet. So.
How many hours a day do you practice?
That's a scary question. I do about 1.5 hours a day. I try. It's very important for me for discipline.
Discipline.
For performance and discipline.
Yeah.
One thing I would like to add about the concert, if I may.
Yeah, of course. I'd like to hear you play some more.
Okay, great. I've always been passionate about inspiring youngsters into music.
Yeah.
And I love...
Well, you're not such an old fogey yourself, Alex.
Yeah, well, thank you.
How old are you?
Oh, I cannot say. I'm not allowed. My agent kills me for that.
Really?
Yes, it's in the contract. I cannot say this.
Seriously?
Seriously. But anyway...
You're very young looking.
Thank you so much. But that aside.
That's a riot.
Okay. So, but I've been always very passionate to inspire, like, you know, do school visits. You know, prior to concert, do some presentation because,
yes.
you know, inspiring young people into music is a beautiful thing, you know, with all the problems, you know, with drugs and alcohol, whatever, anything, addiction and too much using cell phones, also becomes an addiction these days. So music is a beautiful thing. It takes you to a whole different world. So I love, you know, interacting with youngsters. You know, we have, you know, all this choir, middle schoolers, high schoolers.
Where is the choir coming from?
Well, there are four choirs even. One is, the furthest away is from Westchester County, from Sleepy Hollow, Pocantico.
Okay.
Then we've got Monroe.
Uh-huh.
Then we've got from Trumbull. We got, which one we got? One more, there's one more. Oh, Stanford High. So we have a great collection of all this.
Beautiful.
And they have so much fun because they understand, for starters, that music doesn't have to be so kind of, I don't say boring, but, you know, it could be exciting, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's, like I said, it's a family event because you get classical people that come, you know, in the first half for the classical audience, but they can pick with curiosity, you know, in the second half.
Yeah.
And vice versa. So it's like it's for both sides of an aisle. You know, we already have great crowds, like, you know, I play for 30,000 people, you know, in America. You know, I played at Barclays Center.
Did you?
During the NBA.
Was it fun?
Amazing.
Amazing.
Oh my God, the cheerleaders.
Again with the girls.
No, I didn't say that. I said the cheerleaders.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, they're not boys.
Yeah. No, not boys. No.
No.
No. No, but that was fun. That was fun.
That's great. That's great. And when you're playing on your violin, do you do any, like, you know, Stefan Grappelli? Do you do any sort of, like, what we would call jazz violin?
I'm not, frankly, if I do something, I want to do it right. And I already have my hands full between classical and rock and roll. Jazz is an incredibly interesting, you know, form of music, of course.
Yes.
And, again, you have to do it right. You know, it's funny you mentioned about Stefan Grappelli, because ironically, right before he died, many years ago, he heard me in Paris.
Oh, I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize we were so close.
Okay.
Alex, what a pleasure.
Yeah, those are
Alex Markov. November 8th.
November 8th.
7:30 p.m. Norwalk. And it's alexandermarkov.com from Baroque to Rock.
Thank
we'll see you
so
there.
Much. It's great. Thank
Thanks,
you, Lisa.
Alex.
Thank you, Lisa.
We'll be back tomorrow.